Welcome everybody to the cabinet meeting for 7th of October. Before I commence the formal agenda, I'm guessing that the person I'm about to mention doesn't know I know this, but I'm reliably informed that it is our chief executive's special birthday. I won't say which special birthday it is. And as you can see, I haven't bought him a present or a card, but I would just like to formally acknowledge his extremely hard work to date. I don't think he's lost any hair, I'm not sure whether he's been greyer, but happy birthday, Portsmouth.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's actually 30, it's what the local authorities going to say.
Very kind of you to take us out for dinner as well in recognition, so thank you.
So, if I can move on to the formal agenda then, please. Are you happy that I signed the minutes since the 2nd of September circulated?
Aye.
We have no apologies, everybody's here. There are no councillors' questions, and I'm very pleased to acknowledge the presence of some of our staff members this evening for what was clearly a very well publicised meeting.
We picked up on that.
And so I'd like to invite Councillor Trowbridge to introduce the one item we have on the agenda in relation to Westminster Park, please.
Thank you, Dean. This is a report on creating a destination park for Stone and an update on the Stone Leisure strategy. The purpose of the report is to provide an update on progress on delivering the Stone Leisure strategy, including investment of £1.5 million towards the development of Westbridge Destination Park. There has been a lot of interest in this proposal for a destination park, and rightly so. Unfortunately, we've had an awful couple of years and they have many difficulties coming out of this pandemic. Hence, I'm so pleased now to bring this report forward to my Cabinet colleagues for consideration. We have proven through the delivery of Wildwood Park, which my colleague Councillor Mike Smith brought to fruition, and more recently, Charnley Road and Homecroft Park, which has been hugely successful. Not forgetting Victoria Park, which thanks to National Lottery funding, as without the extra funds, my local park would not have the same ambience, the same relaxing, safe and welcoming feeling about it. As you step off the train into our county town. I know you are all aware that Stafford Borough Council deliver great open spaces and award-winning parks. So this report I bring forward today is to collate all the Section 106 money in Stone to bring forward yet another great destination facility in line with our manifesto and the corporate business plan. 2.3 is to set up a Stone Leisure Board, obviously keeping local ward members involved, and I've already asked Stone Town Council if I can come along to a meeting to gather their thoughts and what I see as a better design. Obviously, there are consultation costs with any large especially one that needs planning approval. But I'm trying to keep this to a minimum in time and resources. Hence, anyone wishing to get involved, I am open to any meetings and would rather this than hold up plans further. 2.5, 2.6 and 5.10 explain how we can make these parks sustainable. We never know how funds will look in the future, and as parks and green spaces are utmost important for the health and well-being of not only us but our future generations, I have added any money made on site from Stafford Borough car parks to stay on site as either a sinking fund or maintenance for this lovely open space. Car park charges will be kept to a modest charge but will be set up to keep spaces available and deter all day parking. I've gone back in time through old cabinet reports. 11th of December 2014 considered the report by Consultants PLC and noted that there was £400,000 put aside for a destination park. we should not do the area adjustment. I also noted that the 8th of December 2016 and the 31st of August 2017 report approved this, what was a huge fund for the leisure centre and its construction, and I thank this Cabinet for keeping sports and leisure always in forefront. I also note that there are sports facilities from Stafford to the north of the borough, including sports halls, fitness facilities, grass and artificial pitches, bowling greens, play areas, indoor and outdoor tennis courts, cricket pitches, and so many more green spaces. And as Stone is central to this park, as Stone is very central, which is a huge catchment area for so many people. I also acknowledge Sports England's report that football needs to stay on site, and that the latest antisocial behaviour report shows the benefit to having the Ranger on site. After reading comments from the first consultation, toilets came out equally important. This new design that can be ready for consultation within the next 2 weeks shows all this and more. Table 4 shows Stone Leisure Strategy spend commitment. The budget available for Stone Leisure Strategy is £1,905,600. Of these, £693,600 has already commissioned spent, with a balance of £1,212,000 requiring permission to spend from this Cabinet today. In addition, I ask for a further £526,220 from the sale of Twin Drive and Section 106 money. For the development in Stone, this would give a total budget of £2,431,820. The funding source being in Table 2, 5.18. I know this is a big ask and that I am asking for much more for Stone than we have spent on other destination parks. But the central location of this park needs to be maximised, as it is a hub for the local people and an easy place to get to from Stafford and the whole borough. And I am totally committed to this report. I must mention that, like all Cabinet reports and anything going through planning, there is always a bit of fluidity to the report. But I will try to keep within this budget set before us. If it's agreed today, this project should have some work on site by early next year. I hope I can get some approval from you.
Thank you, Leader. What fabulous news. This council for a long time has had a vision for the borough in terms of sports and leisure, and with the benefit to support all residents and be attractive to all residents. And now this is coming to Stone, and this follows after a significant spend in Stone on the leisure centre. And I think this is hugely to be welcomed, particularly after the last 18 months where we've had lockdown and all the trials and tribulations of COVID. I think this will be welcomed by every resident in Stone. The health and wellbeing benefits of such a facility, not only just physical health but also mental health, can't be underestimated. And I hope will be a catalyst for other investment within the town. And certainly what we've seen across the whole of the borough is an investment from lots of people into lots of things within the borough. And I'm hoping that this will be the first of many investments by other people in Stone following what we've already done in terms of the leisure centre and now this part of the strategy. And it's great to see this council continuing to invest for the benefit of all residents. So I'm absolutely in support of what is being proposed by the Cabinet member.
Councillor Price.
No, thank you for bringing this to us today, Councillor Trowbridge. My youngest loves swimming, and we live in Stafford, but as it is a complete borough, he much prefers the pool in stone, believe it or not, so we actually travel out to Stone to use the swimming pool there. Him and I were lucky enough to see the building when it was being built before we even went in. It shows, despite a lot of the negative threats, just how important Stone is, and it is a borough, it isn't Stafford, it is Stafford Borough, and how committed we are as an authority to make sure that Stone, with the support of Stone Town Council and others, has the right facilities in the right place. And I think this is absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait to see when the first spade goes in the ground in this park. I was very lucky enough to have some investments in Homecroft, and our park is a fraction of the price of this. And if this is anywhere near, proportionate to the one that we've had, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. So I really, really welcome this, and I fully support the recommendations and the request for the additional spend as well. I look forward to taking my own stuff there when it is completed. So thank you for bringing this to us.
Councillor Smith.
Thank you very much, Leader. Well, I'm really pleased to support this project and the additional money which we'll pay for it. I wish my colleague Councillor Trowbridge every success in delivering it. I'm just sorry that I wasn't able to complete it when I started it off several years ago. After 16 years in her role, I know there will be headaches along the way. There always are with construction projects. Take, for example, the experience we had with the new leisure centre in Stone. The ground conditions for past industrial use were so severe that almost from the start, the increases in costs meant that the capital sum from the sale of the land to Marks and Spencers was considerably reduced. And quite right too, because the original price was based on good quality subsoil. Then the construction regulations changed so that the foundations had to be built further away from underground pipes. This meant a complete redesign of the whole project, so you were likely to get those sorts of issues along the way. In the 16 years that I had the role, as has already been mentioned, we delivered some really good leisure projects across the borough. We inherited a leisure centre in Stafford on its last legs. So bad, in fact, that on our first day in control, the then chief executive came to our group and told us so. At the same time, he told us we've got a £12 million black hole in the housing budget. Not only did we sort that out by the creation of Stafford and All Homes, but we built a new leisure centre, financed principally by a land swap without the need to increase council tax. We created fantastic play facilities in Victoria Park which attract people on the train from Wolverhampton and the backcountry. We created destination parks in Wildwood and recently at Charnley Road. We just delivered major improvements to the heritage parts of Victoria Park. We built an artificial pitch at Rowley Park. We worked with Stafford Town Football Club assisting the development of their stadium. And of course we worked with Allings to create their artificial pitch, changing rooms and the Coach Education Centre, and we put £250,000 into what was a £2 million project. We've worked with numerous parish councils to deliver facilities in their area. Everything we've delivered has been welcomed by the majority of local residents. One of the things I've learned is that when estates are new and young families move in, they all want a play area. But after about 10 years, when those children become teenagers, the last thing they want is that play area. So this is why we need to build larger play areas in destination parks away from houses, suitable for all ages, and that is what we will deliver at Westbridge. However, a word of warning, every time I tried to deliver facilities at Stone, I met strong resistance. But we delivered everything we promised, and they have been well received by the public. My advice, Councillor Trowbridge, is to leave Facebook alone. Take no notice of what anybody says and get on and deliver this marvellous project, because at the end of the day you will have done your best to deliver what the consultation says most people in Stone want, and together with them, the silent majority will be very pleased that this Cabinet can justly take credit for the huge investments we've made in Stone in recent years. And finally, can I have a play area in Woodsy, please?
Mm.
after I can come.
Thank you, Leader. I just wanted to add one small thing about this. We are a very large borough, and it's very easy to forget how big the area is. And what this is going to do is to provide facilities for the rural communities, the villages on the northern side of our borough, where it's more difficult to get into Stafford or less appealing to go to Stafford. And for many of them, they drive through Stone to get to Stafford. This is an opportunity for Stone to provide, not just for the people of Stone, but for the people of all the village communities in and around Stone. And I think it's a wonderful project.
Thank you, Councillor Trowbridge. I'm not going to make comments because I think the contributions have been excellent from around the table. I wish you well in delivering this project, and I just ask that we formally approve, as is set out in paragraphs 2.1 then to 2.6 in relation to the ask of Councillor Trowbridge. Are you happy to do so?
Aye.
And so that does bring to an end the formal agenda for this evening.